Go ahead, caller. On the dark side. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob, man. I'm a black guy. I got a question, man.
Wait a minute. Wait, no. You're just black?
Yeah, I'm just black, man.
Wait a minute. You're not proud and black?
Yeah, I'm always proud, man.
Well, let me hear it.
I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Okay, James Brown, 1968.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's my question for you, though.
What's going on, Paul?
You can call it hate speech. You can call it whatever you want. But you can't say it on the radio. Why is that?
Are you asking me? I don't know. I'm saying it on the radio.
I know, but you legal. I've been on the radio 40 years, man. You can't use nigger on the air except at this radio station, and I'm wondering why.
Well, wait a minute. You telling me it's illegal to use the word nigger on the air?
Towards the FCC, it is. Yes.
I don't think so. I think you're totally wrong, Paul. I think that's a bad perception. I do not think. Can I say hunky on the air?
Maybe you can.
But I can say. Can I say cracker on the air?
Maybe you can.
Okay, so what am I asking you, Paul? I don't want to be argumentative with you, but then what gives anybody the right to say I can't say something derogatory about?
Well, I guess because free speech
derogatory about the white race.
Free speech.
Say, well, that's okay, but I can't
free
say
speech is different
about the black race. Don't you think that's a little discriminatory in itself?
Yeah, but it's different on the radio and the street, man. I get what
oh,
you're
it
saying.
Ain't, no, it ain't, wait a minute. You
yes,
said,
it is. I, there's I different said, rules on the radio. There are rules on the radio, right?
Hunky on the air. Then why can't I say nigger?
I didn't say that.
Insulting a black person and insulting a white person.
Well, you're calling it an insult. Are you calling the word nigger an insult?
Yes, I am.
So
yes,
you're
I
trying
am.
To and insult
hey,
people.
Somebody's a nigger. It's somebody that's an action. It ain't a word. I talk about the proud. You know how many people in the proud black community thank me when I used to say plantation negro? Because they say, Bob, we appreciate that because we want to be separated from those kind of people. Yeah, it is a derogatory word, and so is cracker.
Yeah, but it's where and how. You don't think it's different?
A proud black person? Because it's not befitting of a proud black person.
Quick question, Bob. When you were in prison, did you use the word nigga?
Yes, I did. You know what? I sure did.
And what happened?
Nigga, because some bitch and black bastard called me a hunky. I sure the hell did. And I'd do it tomorrow.
But did you use it as endearment?
Black people... They'll say hunky all day long.
Man, ain't nobody said hunky in 50 years.
Why do you think white people are afraid of black people, Paul?
Because of the psychosis, man. It's mentally put. If it bleeds, it leads on the news. And nobody knows, folks. They just see certain stories.
Hey, Paul, say, you know what? Thank you. You just proved my point. If it's about a white person. Here, Paul, what do you think about, and I appreciate the call. And I know you're a proud black intelligent man. Saturday night, I'm watching Saturday Night Live, and I see Keenan Williams, very funny black man, in a skit with Alex Baldwin, who's playing Trump. Keenan Williams is playing some third world dictator, and he says, hey, Trump, I'll come over, I'll cut your head off, I'll do this, I'll shove it up your butt, I'll do this, you white bitch.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was a nobody up in arms when a black man called our white president a white bitch. Now, what do you think would have happened, Paul, if during the day of Obama's administration, somebody would have lampooned him and said, you black bitch or you black bastard? What do you think would have happened?
I think it happens on both sides. That's why we have these conversations.
No, I know, but no, you're not answering my question. What do you think would have happened if somebody would have called Obama a black bitch on the air? You don't think there'd have been protests? You don't think there'd have been complaints?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You know what happened with Trump? Everybody laughed. They just laughed it off. I could sit here all day long and say, Trump's an idiot. Trump's a stupid cracker, hunky idiot. I'd get no play at all. Nobody would give a damn. But when you do it to a black man.
I don't think so. I think your audience gets
it's racial. Why is that, Paul? And I'm asking you as a proud black man. Why is that?
Because I think people take sides. It's only natural. You know, it goes way back to O.J. Simpson. Black folks didn't care for O.J. Simpson. They just wanted him to get off.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, because he was black, right?
Yeah. And plus the justice system has put us in jail for decades and centuries.
Is that racist in itself?
Oh, of course it is.
Okay,
but it's racist too when you think Waka Flocka, I didn't appreciate what he did, and I thought that was wrong, but you took the side, and everybody takes sides. You took Trump's side.
You're right. I called him a nigger because that was so disrespectful what he did to our president, whether he was white or black, to wipe his ass with his feces. Do you think, is he a proud black man, do you think, Paul?
I think proud black men and dislike proud white people make mistakes.
Okay.
And I think he should be.
And don't you think you ought to be called out when you make a mistake?
Yeah, but I don't think calling him nigger makes it any worse or any better.
That's right. But that's my prerogative, and that's respectful when I use that word, and I totally disrespect that man. I don't want that man thinking I like him, and I don't think any proud black person would like that gentleman for what he did. Yes or no?
Oh no, I think what he did was wrong. But it's weird that the person that he took the shirt from loved him doing it, and he was a Trump supporter. So there's different strokes for different folks.
No, didn't love him doing it. Come on, Paul. Now
what?
You're getting crazy.
What? I saw his comments.
He was not going to say no with that black crowd there. Now, you know better than that, but let me ask you
first of all, Waka has a large white following. Go ahead.
Why, you brought up the O.J. Simpson case, why, and you're right, and I don't think you're a racist by any means, Paul, because I'm not. We're having an intelligent conversation. Why, after O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, he was guilty, after he was found not guilty, people all over the country that didn't know him, that were living in poverty, they act like they won the lottery. Why were they so happy, do you think?
Because they've seen the justice system incriminate and imprison black folks for decades unfairly. It's like they're over-policed. Look at the stats. Why not? If they're over-policed, drugs. Black folks are the only ones who have drugs. There's more white users in the world, but they're in prison for drugs.
On proud black people, they work for a living. The black thugs go to prison for drugs because they don't want to work for a living.
But why do more black people go to prison for drugs? But why do they go to prison for drugs?
The black bastards, black trash, and white trash. What would it make any difference if I say white nigger, black nigger, white trash, or black trash? It's a word, Paul. Why is that so bad?
I just think the word is not a radio word. That's all.
Were you offended whenever everybody else black was offended, but when they said colored people, did that offend you?
I was kind of young back then, but when I heard James Brown say it loud, I'm black, I'm proud, I was proud to be black finally.
Oh, no, but that's not what I asked. How come it went from the blacks were pissed, you couldn't use, it wasn't politically correct to use colored, then it wasn't politically correct to use Negro, then it wasn't politically correct to use black, and now the political correct term is African American. Why is that?
I think that's for some folks. I'm black. I'm black. I went to Stevie Wonder. I went to Africa with Stevie Wonder, and they had a box and they checked, are you American or African American? And I checked black.
Yeah. Okay. But listen, Paul, if somebody says African American to me, that's racist. Do you agree with me?
No. I mean, people say they're Italian American. I'm not offended by that.
No, they don't. When they identify themselves, Italians don't say, I'm an Italian American. They say, I'm an American. Whites don't say, we're Caucasian American.
I know plenty of whites
that. You're called, and that's okay.
Okay.
The black community wants to be called African Americans. That's fine. But to me, when you signify a race along with the hyphen of America, that's kind of racist to me. And that's just my opinion, maybe not yours. But why do you have to be African Americans? Why can't we just be Americans?
Well, I don't think anybody, I think that name comes from white Americans, not African Americans. Nobody, did you ever look up the history of where African American came from?
Census. Paul.
That's not something that we call
looking up the definition.
Okay, yeah.
The white people don't use African American until the blacks get pissed for us not using it.
Ain't nobody got pissed for it. Who got pissed?
Anymore. You
got
to say African American. you know, you got to say whatever the hell you want to say. Why do you guys keep, why does the black community keep changing their
Nobody's changing. It's white America that changes
it. How they signify with what they are.
It's not black America that changes it. It's white America. We don't run anything. We don't pick names.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, then I can say nigger. Then why can't I say nigger?
Because you can't say it on the radio. You can say it in your home. You can say it everywhere except on the radio.
What's the difference?
The difference is that you have a license at your radio station.
Oh,
and that's it. How come nobody's been saying nigger for the last 100 years on the radio?
Oh, no.
You're the king of nigger right now.
Radio stations down south.
What stations?
Some of those, Paul?
Where?
Down south. I'll get to some.
I'm down south.
The letters, but I've listened to white supremacist radio stations. Here,
not
Paul,
FCC stations. Pirate stations.
Said.
No.
Those people are afraid to address the black-white situation. Why do you think after 100 years there's still racial problems? Because nobody will confront it honestly. I'll confront it honestly. We need to talk about it. But when you tell me you've been in the radio 40 years and I can't use the N-word?
Not on the radio.
About the First Amendment in this great country.
And that has nothing to do with the radio.
That N-word is not hate speech. That's just the word. If I say, Paul, I hate all N's and I like to see them all dead and destroyed. Now, that's hate speech. I've never said that. I've never advocated violence on any people, black, white, Hispanic.
But do you call white folks dumb cracker on the air?
That's the point. That's the major point I'm trying to get across. But you know what? More than that, Paul,
what's
is that a white man has the guts to say what he thinks in this great country of ours. Am I right or wrong? Can I say what I want, Paul? Because this is America.
I think you can say what you want, but there's limits on television and radio, and that's something else to be discussed at a later time. There are differences. You can't scream fire in a theater.
Look at my disclaimer. I tell everybody the show's going to be nasty. It's going to be ugly. What idiot is going to listen and complain? If you don't like the food in the restaurant, you don't keep going back and eating it, complaining about it. You just don't go back to the restaurant. Don't you think our First Amendment right trump any other right of ours, any other feeling that we have? Don't you think people have a right to speak what they want, when and where they want, about who they want?
I think it's not when and where. The where, that's the issue here, the where.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate the call.
All right, man.
Remember what you said.